Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy Kimmel had this to say about the president on his return to late night.
Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
And America endures another senseless shooting at the hands of a lone gunman, this time at an ICE detention center in Dallas.
This must stop.
An Inglewood man who spent most of his life in prison for a crime he didn't commit is now a multimillionaire. His attorney says the detective had it in for her client.
It was evident to Detective Price that Mr. Hastings had been at a birthday party at the time that the murder was committed.
This is the LA Local for Wednesday, September 24th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Nate Ward, and I'll be your host for today. Let's get into it. So, Jimmy Kimmel, he made his return to TV last night. He was suspended for a week after some folks got upset about comments he made regarding MAGA supporters and the killing of right-wing pundit Charlie Kirk. ABC suspended Kimmel after the FCC chair, Brennan Carr, criticized his comments. Kimmel had this to say about President Trump on his show.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
He alluded that the joke is ultimately on Trump.
He tried, did his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now.
President Trump, he reacted to Kimmel's return with a way that he usually loves to react in the middle of the night, of course, with a post on his site, Truth Social. He wrote that he can't believe what he calls ABC fake news gave Kimmel his job back. He says the White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled, but it seems that something has changed. Yeah, his show's not canceled, apparently. The president also accused Kimmel of putting out Democrat garbage. He says he thinks the White House will test ABC out on that and says the last time he got a settlement of $16 million from the network. There you go. The president looking to personally enrich himself yet again over a case of free speech. I don't know. Let's move on, because all of that, this whole Kimmel kerfuffle, it really started because of the acts of a crazed lone gunman. Without Kirk getting publicly executed, that whole story would have never happened, at least not because of that, you know, reason specifically. So now we have to talk about yet another crazed lone gunman. There was a shooting at an ICE detention center in Dallas this morning. At least one ICE detainee is dead, and the gunman who ultimately took his own life during the shooting. He shot at least three detainees before doing so. Police say the man opened fire from a nearby apartment building, targeting both detainees and law enforcement before ultimately killing himself. FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says early evidence points to a motive. Rounds recovered near the shooter had messages that were anti-ICE.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas.
What's up with all these shooters leaving messages on bullets? Well, anyway, Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he spoke out against the attack.
This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop.
Vice President J.D. Vance, he also spoke about the shooting while he was at an event in North Carolina, and he put a lot of the blame on this lone gunman on his political opponents.
Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
So of the three people who were shot, other than the gunman who killed himself, the three people were ICE detainees who were shot at the facility. No ICE officers were hurt in the shooting. So I'm not sure if this guy was just a bad shot or if he was just wanting to shoot the detainees. It's kind of too early to tell. But Vice President Vance kind of playing the political blame game, it absolutely is not going to heal tensions in this country. And until all of the facts come out, it's truly difficult to pin down exactly why this all happened in the first place. Even then, you know, the guy's clearly insane. So the biggest factor is this crazy guy flipped out and just so happened to have access to guns. Not sure how to fix this ongoing issue, but things aren't looking great. And in light of this deadly attack, deputies here at home, they've stepped up security at the big immigration center here in Southern California. Here's Emily Valdez.
The Adelanto Immigration Detention Center near Victorville holds about 2,000 ICE detainees, most awaiting deportation. Gloria Orajel is with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department.
Basically, with the shooting that occurred in Dallas, our Sheriff Shannon Dykus wanted to make sure that we are proactively increasing patrols in that area just to make sure that residents in that area, personnel, detainees, and people who are visiting the facility are kept safe.
They're urging anyone who sees anything suspicious to call 911, or people can remain anonymous by calling WeTip at 800-877-CRIME.
A man who spent 38 years in prison for murder he did not commit, he has accepted a $25 million settlement from the city of Inglewood. The now 70-year-old Maurice Hastings was arrested back in 1983 for the carjacking, raping, and killing of a woman and the attempted murder of her husband and his friend. Hastings was later found innocent in 2023 after DNA evidence showed a serial rapist who died in 2020 was the actual killer. Hastings' attorney, Katie McCarthy, explained that now retired detective Grant Price got tunnel vision and fixated on Hastings despite all the evidence.
It was evident to Detective Price that Mr. Hastings had been at a birthday party at the time that the murder was committed, to the point where we spoke to witnesses who had no connection to Mr. Hastings beyond being at this party, who actually provided photographs of him at the party and receipts documenting that the party was that same night, the night of the murder. And Detective Price told them to, you know, to take the photos home. Those aren't important.
And the lawyer, she says Hastings is relieved to settle the lawsuit, but he says no amount of money can make up for the years he lost while in prison. And, you know, there really is no amount of money to deal with that kind of horrible stress for 38 years. I mean, he was in prison, didn't get to live his life. He spent more than half of his life behind bars, branded as this horrible monster for something he did not do. That is something that could make someone absolutely crazy. There's not a dollar amount on earth. Like, for $1 billion, I think most people would not deal with that type of torture, mental, emotional, physical torture for 38 years. There's just no way. But, you know, Mr. Hastings, clearly, he is a strong-willed individual to survive this horrible ordeal for so long. And he's 70 years old right now. I hope he lives another 70 years so he can get some of that time back and enjoy a long, fruitful life now that he's able to actually live his life. Okay, so this next story is going out to the dogs because Orange County supervisors, they've voted to have voter rolls double-checked to make sure there aren't any pets on them. This all happened because a Costa Mesa woman has been accused of registering her dog to vote and actually casting ballots in his name. Supervisor Don Wagner, who's running for Secretary of State, says the dog voting case points to deeper issues.
This dog situation is a symptom, as is the 17 non-citizens that are subject to the Department of Justice lawsuit against the county. They're symptoms of a problem with our voting rolls.
So the board wants to cross-check animal licenses against voter registrations. The registrar says so far, no dogs or cats or lizards or whatever else are showing up on the rolls. And overall, the system's solid. I really don't know what to say. I feel like this might be a waste of public resources, but I don't know. I haven't asked my cat if she's registered to vote. I assume she's not. I gotta start asking friends and family if any of their pets have been voting anytime lately. But the woman who's accused of having her dog cast a ballot, she heads to court in December. Now, if you've ever wanted to party in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, you don't have to wait till the inevitable fall of civilization to make that dream come true. You can just head to the Mojave Desert. Now, that's not taking a pot shot at the Mojave now. It has been turned into a Mad Max-inspired festival for the next few days. Karen Adams reports.
In the not-too-distant future, there will be no civilization. There will be no heroes.
It's not that ominous, but it is Wasteland Weekend.
It is a crazy thing to behold. We get a few thousand people out here in the Mojave Desert, and we create a what is basically like a movie set for a Mad Max type film. And we're all in costume. It's sort of a hybrid of festival and immersive event and costume party and live theater. It's our party at the end of the world, we call it.
It's Jared Butler's event, which started 15 years ago when a few Mad Max fans got together for a little cosplay. Now he says people come from all over the world to stay in metal shanties and to drive around in post-apocalyptic vehicles. And make no mistake, it's a whole town out there.
We don't have a lot in the post-apocalypse here, but we do have a post office, we have a movie theater, we have a radio station, and a music stage, and we have nightclubs and bars. It's all 18 and over, 21 and over to drink.
If it sounds like fun, maybe next time. This year's event is sold out.
Oh, man, we can't even go. Well, I mean, I guess you've already bought tickets, then you're good to go. For all the rest of us, we'll have to wait till next year, or if, you know, society collapses before then, I guess you can just party every day like that. Well, thus brings us to the end of today's LA Local episode for Wednesday, September 25th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Check us out tomorrow and see what's happening around you. Have an awesome day. Thank you so very much for listening, and peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.